Let's get the latest on turnout today from our correspondents across the country. Starting in the northeast, in Dundalk, our northeast correspondent Laura Hogan is at St Joseph's National School. Laura.
Yes, Gavin. Well, it's fair to say it has been a pretty slow start in most parts of the northeast since polling stations opened at 7 o'clock this morning. But things have certainly been picking up in the past hour or so. At lunchtime, turnout across County Louth has been described as average. Turnout in the Cooley Peninsula hitting around 9% in places, while in the more urban area of Dundalk, that figure has been slightly higher at around 10%, and a little bit higher than that in one polling station in Drogheda Urban at around 11.6%. Now, turnout in County Meath is varying from around 7% in Stamullen to almost 14% in Trim, and it's anywhere between 10 and 12% across the three local electoral areas in County Monaghan. Things also picking up in Cavan. Some of the commuter areas in the east of the county, like Virginia, busier than others at those polling stations. But in Cavan town, turnout is said to be around 11% at around 12 o'clock this lunchtime. Ballyconnell slightly higher, 12%, and Mount Nugent at around 8%. And moving over then to the northwest in County Donegal, voting picked up in the past hour at the biggest town of Letterkenny. Turnout there ranging from 5.6% in one polling station to 12% in another. Over then to County Sligo, it's around 13% in Sligo town, and in the more rural area of Ballymote around 12%. And finally in Leitrim, turnout is up to 13% in places like Drumshanbo and Carrick on Shannon, but still plenty of time for voters to get to the polls.
Laura Hogan, thank you. From Dundalk to Dublin, and our eastern correspondent Samantha Librari. Sam.
Gavin, voting reported to be steady in Dublin and the Midlands, picking up from a slow start this morning as well here. Dublin City Council, the largest local authority in the country, the turnout there is averaging 10.9%, and that compares to 11.2% at the same time, lunchtime 2019, in the local and European elections, so down slightly. And it ranges from 15% in Donegal on the north side of Dublin to 7.2% in the Ballymun Finglas electoral area, also on the north side of Dublin. When we look at Dublin County Council, the turnout there has been monitored as a whole across Fingal, South Dublin and Dunleary Rathdown County Councils. The average turnout at lunchtime 10%, again down from 2019, which was recording about 13% at the time. The highest recorded turnout there, interestingly, is in Fingal in the area of Ongar, 17% there. The lowest is in South Dublin County Council's local area of Jobstown near Talla, 5.2%. Looking now at the Midlands, in Laois, the average turnout is 10.5%. Rural Rathdowney recording up to 14% turnout. Urban Port Laois, the lowest at 6%. In Offaly, the average turnout 10%, and we're told that that's steady across the county. In Westmeath, it's 13.7% average turnout. Moat recording the biggest at 24.7%, but rural Mullingar and Athlone down at 9%. In Longford, the average turnout is 12%. Ballymahon seen 14% turnout there. Stone Park, 11%. And finally, in Kildare, we're told turnout averaging between 9 and 13%. 9% recorded in Salins, only polling station this morning, which we're told is lower than average. In Newbridge, it's 13%.
Sam, thank you. From the national capital to the southern capital, our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, is in Cork. Pascal. Hello, Pascal. We'll leave Cork. Let's go to Limerick and our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran. Cathy.
Afternoon, Gavin. Well, yes, Limerick making history at election 24 as they're voting for their own directly elected mayor. So will this influence the turnout? Those seeking election to the mayoral office are hoping it will. And of course, will also give that person a very strong mandate. Turnout in the city in 2019, just over 50%. Will that be exceeded? Turnout in some parts of Limerick City, up to 20% on the north side of the city, the Ennis Road side, generally running at up to 11% on the south side. In County Limerick, turnout running at this stage at 12%. However, Rathkeel, I'm told, is way up there. A lot of voters in, up to 38% this lunchtime. Now, that is very high. Moving to Clare, we're looking at 9% in Ennis, up to 17% in the north of the county, Listoun Varna and Ennis Dymond. In Tipperary, voter turnout slow enough, 9%. between 9 and 11%. Moving up west, Galway up to 12% of voter turnout by this time. Mayo up to 10% in places like Ballina, maybe 7% in Castlebar. We would expect that those large urban centres would pick up later in the day. And moving on to Roscommon, 12% in places like Boyle and Ballyhadrine, 8% elsewhere in rural Roscommon. That's the picture from the Midwest and West.
Let's check in on Cork, our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Pascal.
And Gavin, clearly you wanted to leave the best wine to last. I'm reporting on the turnout in Cork and Kerry, as well as Waterford, Wexford, Wicklow, Kilkenny and Carlow. The common thread at polling stations throughout the day so far is the length of the ballot papers, with 23 candidates running in the Ireland South constituency and up to 20 in some of the local electoral areas in the local elections. There is a wide disparity in turnout being reported from different areas. That's to be expected, and this is by no means scientific either. But in the main population centre here in Cork City, turnout is hovering around 10% this lunchtime. In Cork County at midday, turnout was 11.3%, about one percentage point behind where it was at that time in the 2019 local and European elections. In Kerry, many of the urban areas like Tralee, Listowel and Castle Island have already exceeded 10%. In fact, turnout of 18% has been reported in Dingle, Dangany, Hoosh. Moving further afield, turnout in Bray, Wicklow Town, Ashford and Kilmacanig is around 12% this lunchtime. Wexford and Escourcy and Goree 11%, Kilkenny 12%, turnout in Waterford is around 10%, and Carlow Town is a bit further back on 8.6% at about midday.